Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 2nd of May 2011. Today I have a fantastic question for you. If there was something that you should be doing at the moment and you're not doing it, what would that something be? And there's a second part to the question, which goes like this. What is stopping you from doing that something? That's one of those amazing double-barreled questions which my own business coach gave to me some time ago. And I want to address that question with you in the context of your business. And because I've got lots of different listeners, and I don't know exactly which business you're in right now, I'm going to use something that's more generic. Diet. Exercise. Yes, I'm looking at you. Don't pretend I'm not. And no, you can't go and hide behind something. Because I know that from time to time you dip into an exercise regime and then you dip out of it again and you go on a diet and then you stop going on the diet. Now, what is it that you should be doing right now and you're not doing, and what is it that is stopping you from doing that? These are questions that we shouldn't be afraid to ask ourselves when we are in business. And if we can identify precisely what that little barrier is that stops us from doing those things that we know we should be doing, then we have already taken the first step on the path to resolving the problem. And how do I do it? Well, I'm going to share that trick with you. And the answer's simple. Keep a logbook. Yep, you keep a logbook. An old-fashioned paper logbook or a modern digital one. And it really doesn't matter which one you go for, as long as you log down those occasions when you're stuck on a problem or you're not feeling motivated and you need some way of just pushing yourself to get beyond this little barrier and get back on the right track. So let's put first things first. On the first page of your logbook, I want you to write down 6 questions. And the first question is to help us get a feel for the situation that we find ourselves in. And that question is, what do you want? Do you really, really want? And if you really want this problem to go away and you're going to go and become a monk and live on a mountainside, then now's the time to do it. Just stop messing around and go and do something more interesting instead. But actually, you're still here because what you really, really want is to resolve this problem and get on with the rest of your life. You're still with me, aren't you? Good. We're on to question 2. What is stopping you? Write down all the barriers. Don't just write down the first one. Think about everything that is getting in the way, because there's probably 5 or 6 different little elements to whatever it is that's stopping you. Question 3. Who can help me? List all the people who can help you and list all of the resources that can help you, whether that's Tom or the embassy, or an alarm clock. There's probably a dozen different things which can help you. Question 4. Why can't I do it? And with this question, you have to focus on the I. Write down all of the reasons why I am not the right person to perform this task. Concentrate on the I, and don't concentrate on the barriers that you put down at question 2. Question 4 is about identifying the elements of your skill set, and perhaps identifying where your skill set is not right for satisfying this problem. And I imagine that 2 or 3 items is not enough. There's probably more than that, so keep writing. You've probably got a lot of stuff written down now, or at least you should have. Go back and read it. Before you go on to question 5, go back and read what is stopping you, who can help me, and why can't I do it? And then question 5 comes along and it says, what would help me achieve a solution? And guess what? You've probably got the answer already. You've probably written it down. In fact, you've probably written down several alternative solutions, so go back and find them in your notes. You've done the hard part. You've found the answers. All you have to do now is choose the one that is right for you and move on to question 6. What are the next steps? You can work that out for yourself. But what I'm going to remind you is, use the logbook every time you encounter this sort of difficulty. Use the 6 questions that I've given you. And if you get into the habit of using the log, to record these problems and to record these solutions, you will probably discover, as I have done, that you've come across the problem before, and you've found a solution before, and you've also implemented that solution. If you remember nothing else of what I've said today, I want you to remember this. Implementation is everything. You're not going to go through all those hard steps and identify all that stuff, aren't you, and then forget to implement the solution. Implementation is everything. Right, now go back. Exercise and diet. And ask yourself, what do you want? Do you really, really want?